Welcome to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast, the podcast that mixes wellness with personal development tips and info specifically for beauty industry professionals. I'm your host, Abby O'Sullivan, a longtime esthetician and lash artist turned wellness coach. With burnout and health issues on the rise amongst my beauty pro friends, I know we need a space to come together, to learn, support each other, and get the push you need to take care of your health. Together, we'll dive into topics like mobility training for a less achy body, managing stress in the chaos of running a business and handling clients, setting up your self-care routines, and so much more. You deserve to feel as good as your clients do when they leave you. Let's make time for you, starting with this podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. Today's episode is educational, literally, and we are going to be talking about education. If you're looking to continue your education in the beauty industry as a professional, or you have some CEUs and you're wondering what else could you take besides just like technical courses, you're going to want to stay tuned. I've got the delightful and very knowledgeable and experienced Courtney Cox on today with me as a guest. She is the founder of BABE. BABE stands for Brilliance Advanced Beauty Education, and it is an online learning platform for beauty professionals for continuing your education and up-leveling really as an industry. She's going to share with you all about what BABE is, what kind of courses they have, how it came to be, and how she actually goes through the process of getting these courses certified by the state board so that they do count as continuing education units for the states that require them. It's really interesting, and there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that we don't even know about. And we do talk about the state of our beauty school industry world. We talk about that a little bit too. I know there's such a variety of schools and experiences out there, and I think it's an important conversation to have, as well as expectations of employees and employers and all of that. So let me share a little bit more about Courtney before we dive in, and then you're going to want to head to the Brilliance Advanced Beauty Education website and see what further knowledge you can tap into. Courtney has been an esthetician for over 22 years. She's been a distributor, a trainer, one of the general managers for LA Bonnie USA, and then she founded BABE, that provides advanced continuing education for beauty and wellness professionals. Everyone, please welcome Courtney Cox to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me, Abby. I'm so glad to be here.
I've been
a long-time listener, and it's so great to be on.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you, finally getting you on here to talk about this amazing platform that you have created for beauty professionals. So let's just dive right in and have you tell the listeners a little bit about you and your background first.
All right. Thank you. I'm Courtney, and I have been an esthetician for almost 23 years, and it still kind of shocks me that I'm old enough to say that. like, where has the time gone?
Yeah.
In our industry, in aesthetics, you know, so much has changed. And I think that that's just so amazing that our industry is ever evolving. Throughout the time, I've served many hats. So I got a degree in domestic violence counseling because it was just something I wanted to complete. I had started prior to aesthetic school. I've also been a bookkeeper for a lot of my life. So sometimes I had jobs where I was doing that on the side when, you know, I was building my clientele. I've worked for people, and then I've also had my own practice. Then I got into educating with LA Bonnie. I was a trainer and then became a sub-distributor and a master trainer, and eventually became one of the general managers for the United States. And it was a really great experience for me, but it just was not filling my cup. I ended up, after almost 2 years, deciding to part ways, and I started BABE, or Brilliance Advanced Beauty Education, to provide advanced continuing education for beauty professionals.
Yay, I love that. So how did the idea for BABE come about?
That's a great question. So in Illinois, where I reside, for aestheticians, cosmetologists, nail technicians, hair braiders, massage therapists, in order to, and the barbers actually don't have to, but we do barbers. I know. I'm like, I don't understand. They kind of got grandfathered in with the old system maybe, but we have to do in order to maintain our license, we have to do continuing education hours, which are CE or CEU hours. Now, some states require that and some do not.
Missouri doesn't. So yeah. Right. Not for the cosmetology license. I do believe massage therapists have to have.
I think massage therapists and maybe even the beauty educators, like your
makes sense.
Cosmetologist instructor. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yeah. So I just felt there at the moment. So this was a idea after I became an Alibana trainer. We had kind of brewed on it and decided to get approval with the state at that time. And then I think that's what set off my light bulb, because I was really enjoying working with other professionals, especially when they're wanting to take a class that they want to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, once in a while, I'd have somebody whose boss maybe sent them and they were just kind of indifferent about being there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, when you want to learn something, you're more invested and you're more eager to learn and absorb it. And I just loved doing that. And so this idea brewed in my head because in our state, we're allowed to do half of our hours online. And
that's nice. Yeah,
I know, especially it depends on the class. You know, I do think some things really should be done in person. Mm-hmm. Unless you're that type of learner, obviously everyone learns differently. So it was an idea, but at the time I was juggling so many things that I just thought there is no way I have time for this, but I'm just going to put it on that back burner of mine. And actually when COVID happened it's I guess still happening, but when we were shut down, I finally had a pause moment where you know, it's amazing when you stop for a minute and just rest and get quiet. And all of a sudden, like all the lights started turning on for me, like, oh, you need to do this and that. And so I started writing classes and drafted maybe three. And then I got the invitation to be the general manager, one of the general managers for Alibana. So I put it back on the burner, took that amazing opportunity. But yeah, I just felt like there was a need. And while I certainly don't know everything at Babe, we actually work with different people in the industry who have their own niches. So, and we really focus on unique courses, things we don't learn in school, like boundaries, or, you know, if you're thinking about having a home treatment room, about finances, if you're thinking about going out on your own practice, we have a couple classes on that. We just have a variety of courses. Gosh, so many things. I think right now we have 48 classes. So, yeah. So we try to cover things that are different. And then once I realized that I'm doing all this work for the state of Illinois, which that in itself is quite a lengthy process to get approval for different courses. But once I got approval for Illinois, I thought, okay, well, if I'm doing all this for Illinois, why wouldn't I want to do it for other states? So I have been working on approvals with other states. It's a very lengthy, can be expensive process. We're currently approved in 9 states. We have 3 more states pending and more on the list. Now, Like I said before, not everyone requires that, but I mean, Abby, can you imagine if we never learned anything past day one, like never took class? Ew.
Right. Like, and that is something that I see people asking for a lot, because I know like, this is sort of an integrated conversation or an accessory to the conversation, I suppose, is that, you know, we only learn whatever we need to learn to pass the state board and the states. And that's really if you have a decent school. And there's such a variety of schools out there, so many different varieties of experiences being talked about. I know you're in Facebook groups. You probably see that too. And some really good and some like not so good. And that people are getting out of school and they're realizing that maybe their expectations were not like properly met, or they were higher, or they were maybe sold a different dream, but they just realized like, oh, I need to learn more. Where can I go to find extra education? And I think it's so cool because there's just a couple of platforms that, or ways that I know people can get different education. A lot of it, you think conferences or you have to go to a class or whatever. And probably because we don't have CEU requirements here, it's not something that I've had to like seek out. So I also wouldn't know where to start here in Missouri, you know? Yeah, we typically think like conferences or just like in-person classes. So I think it's so nice to have this online platform where you can access. And yes, like you do have an incredible variety and it is things that you're not learning in school, but that we actually really, it's so valuable for us to know, even when we're just first starting out, you know? So I think that's so awesome. And I also wanted to mention that I love that there's a price range, you know, so that you could invest, like, I know you have the Elibana like attached, you know, like their classes are kind of offered through that portal as well. So like you could go through that, or you can take like an under $50 class on, you know, starting up your business or finances or whatever. So I think that's so cool that you're able to offer that variety and just a place for people to go. That's not like they have to jump on a plane and travel somewhere, you know?
For sure. And we love the in-person stuff, but it just doesn't always work out. A lot of times that means, you know, you're taking time off work. So that's costing more money.
So true.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but maybe you wouldn't do it at the same frequency as you would do it taking just a random class. Like last night we had a live virtual class, which was great. And we had our one educator. And the nice thing is our students were able to ask her questions and connect. And, you know, that's just really nice too. It doesn't necessarily, you know, make you that you shouldn't do conferences and things like that. And we actually do in-person conferences, but we do want to try to help people as much as we can doing the live virtual or online self-paced, because then you can be anywhere. And like you said, our courses start at $15. Mm-hmm. And obviously I think Elibana are our most expensive courses, but that is dictated
by the certification. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And not set by you. Yeah.
Yeah. And they also include a kit that makes you double your money if you were to the whole purpose of doing it is so that you do
learn a new service. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do that, you will make at least double your money and then you'll have that skill for life. But I do also what you were saying with the beauty schools. I see people talk a lot on social media, on the groups and the forums, and it breaks my heart because I mean, I feel bad for the cosmetology and esthetician, nail tech, all the instructors, because they're just doing their best. And kind of like grade school or whatever, you have a curriculum that has to be met. And really, I think we're in the, you know, Amazon world where we just want everything tomorrow.
Yeah. And a bit of entitlement.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we mean that in the nicest way, but like,
yeah,
really learn. I mean, the whole point of beauty school or that level, you know, whether it's massage, whatever, is really to learn the basics and learn how to pass your boards.
Mm-hmm. And that's literally it. That's the function.
Yeah. I mean, because we can't, you know, I try to think of an example, but like, you can't do multiplication or algebra without learning basic math, right? And it's the same concept. So if you don't know the basics, how are you're just going to be a liability to yourself and to your clients. And it's kind of scary. And even still, sometimes the education isn't great, but that's like whenever you're losing or not winning, you're still learning, right? So you learn, okay, well, I need to better myself on my own or whatever that may be. And I think a lot of people think, oh, I just have to go to beauty school or massage school. And then I'm like, done. I don't have to go to school anymore.
And everything is just handed to me and I'll know everything I'm ever going to need to know.
Yeah, no.
But that's not like you literally either, I guess you go on your own or you get a job and you learn everything on the job. But it's not much different than I did not finish college, so I suppose I wouldn't know, but it's not going to be much different. Just because I got a degree in something doesn't mean that the next place I go to, I have to learn how they do things. Yeah, I'm going to have some base knowledge. I'm going to have some expertise in something, but then you still get that real life hands-on experience. And with beauty school, it's for much less time and much less money. And I think that that's kind of a miss, or maybe people realize, and it's not coming across in some of their I would say, whinier posts on social media. That's how it comes across to me sometimes. But maybe that is my perspective. But I also, like, I can totally see where some of these people are coming from. And like you said, I think that's a good place to just kind of stop and like assess, where are the gaps in my knowledge now? And like, what's my next step? And that's kind of a beautiful reason those groups exist, so people can get that kind of like that feedback or whatever. It is a lot of people's opinions sometimes on things. And you're going to get a variety of people with a variety of experience, like telling you what's what. But yeah, that's why I'm happy to have conversations like this too. Yeah. So I can put this out there, because like being a newbie right out of school, it's helpful to have just, you know, other people's insight in a like helpful way, because I don't want to be shitty on the people that are asking for help. And I also don't want to be shitty to the schools. And so I love that also you bring that perspective of just following curriculum. And of course, there's going to be a variety of teachers, just like there are in any type of educational system. And so, yeah, you just have to do the best with what you are being given and taught at that time, and then just keep moving forward and try to learn.
Kind of two things around that as well. So one is that a lot of the schools are trying to appease people wanting to learn all the things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's nice to have those guest educators, but I know you and I feel the same about this. You as a lash artist and myself as someone who has done lash lifting and brow lamination education, and obviously have done the service because I still see clients part-time because I love them. One thing is, when we or someone comes into a beauty school, the whole purpose is, like, if I went, I used to go in and I would do like a demo at a school. Well, now those 30 students or how many of our students thought that they now knew how to do lash lifting. And I'm like, you did not learn what I teach in an 8-hour intensive class. Like, mm-hmm. and then those people have to do models. This is just to give you a taste to see if it's something you might be interested in advancing further, which mm-hmm. I think it's great to get that exposure, but don't confuse it. If you're newer in the industry, please do not confuse that with, oh, I'm now like a professional and I should be seeing clients. If you want to work on your mom, your dad, and your brother, and mm-hmm. your BFF, that's one thing. But so many times there is a lot more to learn than what that brief little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's going to be people who think like that. And there's going to be people who understand that, you know, that it's just it. I would like to think of it as like an expander. So this is just expanding your awareness of what's available to us in the industry. And so when I went to school in 2008, it was the basics, you know. I don't even think, honestly, we got that good of wax education, which is probably why I'm not that comfortable with it. But I recognize that I also don't want to do it. So that doesn't bother me. I got what I needed out of school. But I remember seeing a list outside of our door of like all the career paths you could take, and just the sheer amount of different things you could do with your license. And I was like, that's just so cool. And now we have even more. I mean, back then, lash extensions was in the form that it is today was very new. So even that wasn't like necessarily a career path, but now you can just focus on that. If you want to make a damn good living, like you can become a lash lift queen, you become a waxing queen or an acne specialist. Like there's so many different ways to go. I know some of those schools do teach some of these extra services, and that's great. And I know they get their hours, like they actually practice and stuff. And I think that's great. I think it could be a little bit, it could feel very discouraging when it's hard to find a job, when you feel like you've got this experience, but then you're still new and people are like, I don't want to train you. You know, so I can understand how discouraging that can be. You're like, I went to the best school in the area. I've learned all these things and I still can't get hired. And it's like, man, it's tough. I don't really have any advice around that other than just keep trying, but.
I agree. I know. I feel bad right now. I feel that there's really this disconnect, all these owners, no offense. I get both sides of this.
Totally.
Want somebody to basically come in and be ready to rock and roll. And you could have been a very great student at a very great school, but the reality is there's just always going to be more to learn. So I mm-hmm. think there's kind of a disconnect on both sides personally, because I feel like neither's expectations are correct. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, even as an owner, I still learned almost 23 years in, and, you know, so you can't expect people to know everything and you have to be willing to help them. and they could be amazing, you know? Yeah. So I feel bad right now. I feel like that's a big issue. I see a lot of people struggling to get hired places. And
yeah.
And that same token, I feel like a lot of people, in my opinion, are not ready to go out on their own at that stage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so hard. If I had not been married, and like every story has its nuances, so there's definitely nuances there. But if I had not been married with some support, I would have had to have had another job. I should have had another job, honestly. It wasn't until I was getting divorced, like a couple of years into my career, that I was able to finally really start contributing. And it says a lot. So there's just nothing wrong with having to work a different job than what you went. This is what I've learned also in my online business as well, is just like, there's nothing wrong with having that safety net while you're working towards whatever it is you want. And just because you got licensed does not mean you have a clientele. They were not paying real prices in like real world prices in school. So don't expect them to necessarily want to pay what you might want to get paid. I have a little bit of experience with owners, and it's just, they are also a variety of people, and maybe people that could use more business coaching or people that balance out whatever it is that they, I don't know, because like some people who have not really been in the industry as an esthetician and they're just kind of like the business owner, I almost feel like there's the disconnect there. But then sometimes when we've just been the service provider and we maybe don't have as strong of a business background, then there's more we need to learn there too. You know, like so many of us, like I'm sure having a bookkeeping background, like really helped you. You know?
It did. And most of us are more artists than we are bookkeepers. Right. And that's
100%
people. That's a completely acceptable, but yeah. To me, it's not your reason. I mean, that's just finance is just a skill that you haven't. So I think even if you're going to pass that off to someone to handle, I think you should understand it so you don't get taken advantage of. But
oh, absolutely.
And I think for me, my experience, and I know a lot of people also would agree with this, that there's just so much to learn, good and bad, in our industry working in another place. So working in a salon, like what to do, what not to do, how to talk to clients, how not to talk to clients. Like, how are you supposed to know that by your experience at school? Because it's not the same.
No, you know? It's not.
So,
yeah. I think we just have to know, once you get hired, it's normal to be nervous and it's normal to like feel like you don't know what you're doing, but you just dive in and put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
Like that's just kind of how I feel like it, you just do, or hopefully you end up in a place where there are people who are willing to share that knowledge and that like guidance with you. I think it's just hard, man. Like there's always so much learning for everybody involved. And probably we just also need to remember that we're all human at the end of the day. Yeah. There's only so much we can all do, you know?
For sure. And I think that's another thing that you and I had previously talked about, is that I feel like our community, so at Babe, we're very community over competition. I mean, for instance, my first place private practice location was just in this cute area that in this little town where all these like old houses were shops, and there's all this boutique-y kind of shops and meal, you know, different amazing restaurants and meals and whatever. So on my street, which was like 6 or 7 blocks, I had like 8 competitors, direct competitors. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's enough love to go around. I was never cutthroat, and I think our industry is changing a bit on that, but that is something that I stand for. And I know we shared, like my actual aesthetics instructor did not want to teach us everything because all her tips and tricks, even though she wasn't in practice anymore, just educating, she was like threatened by us, which I'm like, wait.
She's an educator. And she was like, no.
I don't want to tell you my tips and tricks. And the reality is, it's like, okay, so do the math, guys. Like, how many people can we actually service? On the high end, a couple hundred? Like, and you think about, okay, so maybe I work in a town of 20,000 people or so, or 10,000, or even, but then you have neighboring towns that, you know, so just if there's competition like that, I just recommend just stay in your lane, you do you, and do what you can to be different and do your best, and just don't worry about them, because you know, people are gonna do come to you because they like you and how you make them feel. So
yeah, that's really it. And even like, hey, maybe this is just bringing more awareness to the services offered in this town.
Whether you're experienced or not, whenever you're taking these courses, like if you decide to get more education on lash lifting or whatever, or waxing, like we were talking about, the one benefit I'd say that I have with being in Illinois and being required to take those continuing education hours, I feel like whether you're learning from a coworker, a boss, a friend, you know, a colleague in the industry, or a class, whenever I would go to these courses that I was required to take, I could take whatever I wanted. I mean, that was approved. So there's always a variety, but because I personally specialize in waxing at the time, or for a while I did spray tans, and I do lash lifts and tinting. I would focus on taking classes that were in the realm of what I'm doing. I could take a class on skincare, but a lot of times it just wasn't what I specialized in. And so why make that investment? Mm-hmm. I think the knowledge is always great, but you know, if it's a choice, I'd rather take something away that's going to benefit me. And sometimes I felt like, oh man, I could almost teach this, you know, but then if you just get one little nugget of information that could change your career. And that, like I said, could be from a coworker. But I remember I took a waxing class maybe 20 years in, 19 years in, and I learned a trick with hard wax that I'm like, where has this been all?
Yeah, right.
Wait a second.
Holy cow. Yes.
I know. I'm like, yes. Oh my goodness. So, and it's just something so small. But I mean, all it takes is that. Or, like we were talking about other stuff earlier, but sometimes hearing other people talk about something or repeatedly. So you're hearing the same topic about whatever it is, and you're learning from different sources. And then all of a sudden it's like someone just says it the right way and it clicks, you know, or it clicks more or better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had that happen so many times in my like online coaching journey. As I started to listen to different voices or different podcasts, and there are definitely people podcast wise who I just like the way that they relay information. And it seems like I get some people just have such a gift for that, but it doesn't mean like you and I don't also, you know, sometimes we don't see those things in ourselves, but yes, I totally relate to that. I've kind of circled us off into a different conversation, but I do actually want to talk about like the process of how do you work with the state boards? I don't know if a lot of people's experience is like mine, like they're not hard to work with, but they're hard to get information from. It hasn't been hard for me to reciprocate my license. So like on the other end of that, when this is more like admin stuff and paperwork and like getting courses approved, what does that process look like?
So every state is different. Some are easier to work with than others. First of all, in some states, the beauty or massage professional needs to take hours. Like you said, some need no hours. Some need hours every year. Some need hours every other year. Some states require I just got approved in South Carolina and for 2024. So not this year yet, but their state, their course is like a sanitation course. You have to take the exact same class every renewal, which in my opinion is fine and good, but it also can be a bummer, you know, like
yeah, it's very so redundant.
I mean, yeah. It's always good to refresh. In Florida, for instance, they have a combination, like you have to take a law class, you have to take an HIV AIDS class, you have to take I have a spreadsheet of who does what, but every state is different and they get to do some fun stuff. Then whenever I have a class from one of my educators, I basically fill out the application, write the check, but I also have to make sure that the class is appropriate for that state. Some states won't let us say certain words or certain, I know.
Like a treat or cure or cuss words or like...
A lot of times you can't say Google because it should be
like trademarked or something.
Say Kleenex, you need to say tissue, facial
Okay, got you. So like the big brand, like registered trademark type stuff. Okay.
Yes. But once
you have to be really like cognizant as an educator. I mean, because obviously like be professional and don't necessarily swear on your recorded classes. It's pretty easy to skip over a cuss word, you know? Yeah, that's not what I was thinking, but that makes sense.
But I just got one back that a board is in approval for, and I'm not going to say which one because I'm like, I just don't even know what to do.
Want to call them out?
Like, okay, so it's a class on HIV, AIDS, and bloodborne pathogens. They told me that I have to take out the words tattoos, piercings, and maybe that was it. But I'm like, but the reference is if they are not done cleanly, you can get a bloodborne pathogen. So I'm like, how do I take this out? Because this is actually important.
Yeah, these are the terms that you need to use. Like, what synonyms do you come up with?
I know.
Can you put them in text and just not say them? Like, caption it? Or like,
I'm just not really sure how to. So that one, I might
draw a diagram. Like,
I might just let that one go. I don't know. I'm like, boy, that's really a bummer because I'm really not sure. Because that's, you know, I'm listing like how you can contract or get these things. And it's like, okay, dirty sharps, you know, you accidentally poke yourself with a needle or blood, you know, a blood spill or something. I'm like, I just don't know where to go with this one. But
yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of
just
silly.
Those types of little things. And that's what I imagine is that this is probably the side of things that people don't see. And that's why I wanted to ask you about it. It's because a lot of work goes into that and the little dealings, the little things they come back with like that.
Yeah. So basically, so they're telling me I have to take it out or I can't be approved. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a lot of back and forth. And I will say the communication struggle is very true with all the states. What I hear and see people talking about, and as a licensed esthetician, I still deal with as well from the continuing education provider aspect and getting approval. Sometimes states are super fast and sometimes it is just a long process. I mean, I have one, I'm in the works. It's been 15 months and I'm still not approved. And they really haven't been going back and forth a lot. I'm like, I just don't even really know what's happening. But you know, try to reach out to them and ask questions. And then someone might get back to you in like a month. I mean, it's just, I will say on the flip side, in fairness, I think they're just understaffed, overworked. And on the flip side, I can see that most of the states that I work with have been making large measures to make things more automated in their business. Mm. So like now you can upload things, or maybe now you have a profile that you can look at your actual license or things pending, or, you know, so I think some of that really helps because if you are just calling the hotline for the state, it's like you're in line with every other profession in the whole state that has questions, you know, so it's a lot. I mean, I really feel bad for them. And I will say, as frustrating as it can be, I've learned a whole new sense of patience. And I will say most of the people, almost all of them, have been extremely pleasant to work with once you can actually connect to a human.
Yes. That's been in my little bit of experience when I did talk to somebody, it wasn't that they were rude or anything like that. You know, for some people, it might not be their full-time job. I know with like the people who administer the test, that's not their full-time job. It's part of what they do as a beauty professional is administering tests and things, but it's not like they're the absolute ones in charge and, you know, at the top. And like the only thing that they think about is you taking your test on whatever day it is, you know? So it is a good perspective. That's good for you for having that.
Thank you.
Your new level of patience you've been able to earn.
Fire. Yeah, it's, I mean, and really, I just come from a place, whenever you're trying to deal with them, I recommend just coming from a place of empathy because I cannot imagine working for them and having people call and ask me questions about being a lash artist and then a plumber and then a dentist. And then
so true.
I look that up. I don't know. You know, it's like a lot going on there. And
every
licensed professional, I mean, there are some states that have kind of subdivided it, but really like even a barber to an esthetician to a nail technician to a massage therapist and a cosmetologist are very different laws, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just
so true. Yeah, that's such good insight, I feel like, for everyone to kind of just take into consideration. It probably just goes back to remembering we're all human as well. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's just only so much. And really, like, being impatient and in a hurry. I mean, sure, can you follow up with people? Can you be like, you're obviously you want to get this done. So it's not like you're gonna let it go, but you getting on the phone and like yelling at somebody isn't gonna, you're trying to work with these people. You're trying to collaborate with them. You're not trying to you know.
I think if I did, I could just envision like my stack of the pile going,
just scoot it off the table. Bye-bye, into the shredder.
Got it. I don't know what happened.
Bye. Yeah. It's been misplaced.
Yeah.
We want you to submit that again.
Yeah. Along with the money, I'm sure.
So who is Babe for?
Oh, it's really for any beauty professional or massage therapist that is just looking to grow in their career. So like we talked about a few times, obviously, we do work with different state boards, so you can get continuing education hours with mm-hmm. the states that we work with currently. And we're always working to get more approvals for that. We're really just wanting to make our whole industry stronger and feel welcomed and mm-hmm. Just have a sense of community. And we're also really open to, if you're looking for a specific course or help in an area, to reach out to us, because perhaps one of our educators might be working on that. But if not, it might just be something that's completely off our radar. And we want to know what you need, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help you grow and just be better in your career. And we want to give you all those little nuggets that are just going to blow your mind and make life easier. And I also, we talked a lot about how a lot of our classes are, I don't know if I would say soft skills. I think we're going to be working on some more like mental health and interpersonal skills coming into the new year, but a lot of skills that are more business driven. And that's not just if you're on your own, a lot of them can be applied if you're an employee. But I also feel like so many people focus on all their education on your technical skills, which is obviously very important, but mm-hmm. there is so much more than that. Like if mm-hmm. you don't talk to your people correctly, or you just unload on them, or you don't ever call them back, or your place is filthy, or there's so many things, mm-hmm. you know? And so mm-hmm. we're trying to help people be aware. And those are a lot of things that the schools just don't have the capacity to teach you.
Yes. Yeah. So that's a good way to put it. Like, it is not business school. It's just aesthetic school. There's only so much they can fit in that time. And for you to be practicing, but yeah, I think that's great, because like learning how to, you know, especially a lot of people coming in, they might be more introverted, but there's a lot of us in the industry. And I remember feeling so uncomfortable going into a spa lounge waiting room and you have to call out the name. And I really would say that all my time in front facing customer service restaurant industry and the one 15 minute break I gave a Walmart door greeter when I worked at Walmart, boy, that really, like, talk about being ignored by almost everyone you say hi to. But it just, like, you put yourself out there, you have to like learn how to do that. But having a class on that is, that would be so cool. And just having it all in one place, instead of having to have like, you know, your saved Instagram videos that you're trying to like go back to, where they're like the bits and pieces here and there, having a platform and like a dedicated course, is, that would be so cool to like learn your interpersonal skills. And yeah, but one of my other things I wanted to ask was like, so if somebody is listening and they're like, well, I know somebody, or I have a course that I think would be really cooler, I, you know, could teach a course on something. What does that process look like if somebody wants to apply to be an educator? Yes, thank you. I was like, content creator? No. I mean, it's just like, yeah, educator.
Kind of. Yeah. So if someone is interested, they can just email us. Our email is info@brillianceadvancedbeautyeducation. It's a mouthful.
Yeah. And I'll put it in the show notes, of course.
Yeah, thank you. Acronym is BABE, because it's a mouthful, but you can just email us, just kind of a bio, what your course is about, We do typically do set up like a Zoom call to connect and make sure we feel like this is a good fit. Then we would review your course. And if that is good and we want to move forward, we do have a contract just to keep everybody professional and fair and honest. And then we would upload your course. And then, of course, we would work on approval with different states depending on the content and the, you know, what it applies for. But it would be available immediately for anyone that's not licensed, or I'm sorry, not licensed, not requiring CEUs, preferably licensed. but we do allow like students, obviously, to take our courses, especially because a lot of it's not technical. So I'm not worried about where's their level of knowledge on sanitation and things like that, sanitation class. But, you know, we have a class about goals. We have a class about having a niche. We have classes about making your TikTok.
Yes. Yeah. You have social media.
You know, like, I mean, there's just everything, not everything. We're working on everything.
Well, but I'm super excited. I'll like just jump in there because I'm super excited to have the chance to collaborate with you and offer some like physical wellness type classes soon, because I know like if somebody is looking, how do I, you know, work on my wrists or like make sure my body is going to be okay in this business long term, like that's obviously a huge passion of mine, and being able to collaborate on that with you is, that's super cool. And it's like, I don't know, that feels like, so now that I'm thinking about it, it feels so full circle since we've been talking about school and all of that. I'm like, look at that. Like, I didn't really ever want to become an educator necessarily for like an aesthetic school. I did become a lash trainer, but I didn't really have the drive to become an educator for like the school systems. But what a cool way to be a part of that in a little way.
Yeah.
In a very easy way for me personally, because it's not like I'm teaching class every day.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I was going to let you drop that bomb that I was like, are we going to talk about that? Maybe not.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited because, you know, our jobs are very aggressive on our bodies if we're not careful. And so I'm just really pumped to have your courses and your knowledge showing people how they can better take care of themselves in really a manageable, not, you know, extensive way. It's giving them the knowledge of how, you know, what kind of just in bite-sized pieces, but also like the information, not just the movements, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it, like if somebody wants to get overloaded, I can do that. But I realize that's not helpful. It's never been helpful to me, you know? So, and it's like, more just like the more you practice, the better you get at it. And then you realize there are so many other benefits that come along with a practice of like taking care of your body with a mobility strength type training. And that's what I've experienced over the time that I've done it. And why I get so excited to share is because it's not just about like, you know, resilient body, but it's very connecting back to your body. And you can really use it as a way to refill your cup at the end of a long day. And you can do it just sitting in front of the TV.
I mean, again, this is just another small topic that was kind of, I do feel that my school talked about it for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was extremely brushed over. And so I feel like this is just one more thing that, you know, we need to work on our physical bodies. We need to work on our mental health because you get burnt out or you have bad boundaries and that affects your business. And these are just all nuggets that you may be a rock star in the treatment room, like with your technical skills. But if you can't do this, it's kind of like the business bookkeeping thing too. You may be the best artist, but if you aren't paying your bills, your business is going to close.
Exactly.
Suffer.
Yeah. So exactly. And if you have like such soft boundaries that you're never saying no, like you're going to be in pain, and it's on you. She has a class on boundaries in the Babe, on the Babe platform. So like, if you feel like that might be an area you struggle in, maybe a good idea to check it out or like get that knowledge, because did we talk about that in school? I mean, I don't know if we just like the concept itself, but I think I feel like the course book, like the textbook was also something where like you read the chapter on business ownership. Like, you know, it wasn't necessarily like, listen, the instructors are going to have the experience that they have, whether that's owning their own business or not, they're going to have the experience they have.
I was going to say, or even as you progress through your career, it doesn't have to be right out of the gate at school.
Yeah, that's so true.
Sometimes having that coming out and developing these habits from the beginning are amazing. But I mean, let's face it, there's a million of us that haven't done that, but are still in practice. So these are ways that you can help yourself and help your career, and just, and a lot of things can also be taken back into your personal life. It doesn't just have to be, But for sure.
Absolutely. So what are some of your future plans for Babe?
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, we're just working on more continuing education courses, working with different educators, working with more states. We're now approved, like they don't do continuing education hours in Canada or the European Union, but in regards to taxes, we can now sell courses and offer them to our colleagues in the, the European Union. Yeah. So
that's cool.
I mean, I think mostly just working on more collaborations and different, bringing more pieces of education and just different opportunities for our students and our guests. I have some other things up my sleeve, but I don't want to say them just in case I like.
Because like the focus is really like just building the collaboration. So we're putting that out there. People, if you're listening and you want to collaborate, like let's go. What I will say again, and just like kind of stress, is that I do love that it is a variety of things and that it's not just for people that are looking for CEUs. If you're looking for continuing education, go check out the courses, choose one that speaks to you and just dive in.
Yeah. We also have, for a free standpoint, we also have a blog. We do a blog post every 2 weeks. And actually we talk about in there four slower times. I think we've done two on that topic, like things that we recommend you doing. And obviously one of them hugely is self-care. Like a lot of times we just need a minute. So if you ever get a cancellation or something and you're kind of bummed, I have learned to just flip it around and be like, thank you. Apparently I needed that, you know, and do something good with that time, whether that's take a nap, read a book, take a class, whatever, get outside in nature, you know, make yourself a good meal or just catch up on something. But so definitely check out our blog. And then we have a couple free classes. And I think, I don't know if this will come out before or after, but I am going to do a free workshop. I think I'm going to do it like in the beginning of January. And it's going to be about just kind of reflecting on our what we did in 2023 and then moving into 2024. So it's going to be free. So if you're catching this after, I'm sure the replay will be available and you can just purchase it. When you go onto our website, all you do is you could just shop on there like you're shopping on Target or Amazon or whatever, you know, and there's descriptions. Sometimes there's videos, preview videos. And then you just check out like normal. You would receive an email right away saying you've been enrolled. Sometimes it sneaks into your junk folder. So if that happens, just make sure to watch. And then you can sign on to your course dashboard and start your course at your own pace, at your own location. But we do have a couple free workshops already. You can also do that. One of them was with Artemis and one of them is with ProCell. If you're wanting to sit on your couch, touch your cat and just chill and learn something. I mean, like I said, even if it's just one little nugget of information, it can be helpful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing more about Babe, Courtney. And it's been so nice to get you finally on the podcast. I'm like, why have we not scheduled this sooner? Like, I was like, we talk so much more often. We talk a lot, but I'm like, wait a minute, I need to have you on. We need to be talking about this. So I just really appreciate you coming on and sharing everything and your wisdom. And thank you for all you're doing behind the scenes to get all of this together and ready. I mean, dealing with state boards from all over the United States and just wanting to contribute to the industry in a way that really, like, we're taking down the gate and we're sharing this information and, you know, providing information that you can have access to, that people can have access to help us all, like, move forward and get on the same playing field, if you will, I suppose, you know, and just be able to level up and I don't know, like really strengthen, I feel like, the reputation of the industry and strengthen ourselves. So I think that's so cool. And basically, like, thank you for all you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for all you do. Like I said, I've listened to, well, I'm a couple behind.
Oh, and thank you for being a fan of the podcast. I love that. Like, I'm just like, Long time fan on my podcast.
I'm admittedly a little behind. I think the last time I heard about Harley because
There's just one after that. I'm behind. Just released one yesterday. Yeah.
Awesome. But you know, I really enjoy listening to you, and I just think what you do is so much fun and like connects a lot of people together and just brings different information and, you know, out to our industry. And
thank you.
I'm so excited about getting your classes. I think it's just going to help so many people hopefully prolong their career if they put it into movement. So
yeah, exactly. Or just like not be miserable in their career, no matter how long you want to do it, maybe just like not be miserable like I was. So
exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And where can people connect with you on social media?
Oh, thank you. So we're on Instagram at Brilliance Advanced Beauty Ed, because it's too long. Facebook is Facebook at Brilliance Advanced Beauty Education.
Cool.
Still, yes.
Awesome. And that's the website as well.
Yep. BrillianceAdvancedBeautyEducation.com.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'll put all of that in the show notes, of course. But thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for tuning into the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes, leave a review, and share with your friends in the beauty industry. Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast is produced and crafted by Wonder Podcast Productions.